A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom God's favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
This is probably my second favorite week of the year. My favorite week of the year is next week, when Christmas is over and everybody's on vacation and no one's going to bother me. But this week, I love this week because of all the Christmas movies, all the Christmas specials. I've stayed up real late all week because I love them. I saw The Santa Claus for the first time this week. I enjoyed it. Good movie. Do you have favorites? Everybody's got a favorite Christmas movie. You know, some are goofy. European Vacation or Christmas Vacation. A Christmas Story. Some pull at the heartstrings. Some are very meaningful to us. A Miracle on 34th Street. I mean, that's a wonderful one. It's a Wonderful Life. Great Christmas movie. Not much Christmassy, but there's a Christmas scene in it. My favorite, A Charlie Brown Christmas. I think that is the best of all of them. I look forward to watching it every year. It's not flashy. Very, very subdued. It was made in 1965. And it still holds the test of time. You know, there's Charlie Brown and the angst of a child facing Christmas. We can all find ourselves in Charlie Brown. As we all mess up, things don't come out the way that we had planned, we keep on struggling. We keep cheering for Charlie Brown. But in A Charlie Brown Christmas, he's struggling with what Christmas is all about. And my favorite scene is when they're there at the pageant Everybody is yelling at Charlie Brown. He has messed everything up. They're calling him a blockhead. And he just screams. Doesn't anyone understand what Christmas is about? And then in comes Linus. I can tell you what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And he goes up on the stage. Lights, please. And he quotes this gospel. Fear not, for behold, I bring tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For unto you, this night, in the city of David, is born a Savior, who is both Christ and Lord. Fear not. Do not be afraid. God knows us. He knows all our mistakes. He knows all our fallacies. He knows all our sins. And still, he entrusts the care of his child to a human family. God gambled on us that first Christmas. God loves us. In spite of who we are, God trusts us, and God has faith in us. I bring tidings of great joy. Jesus is our joy. He is Emmanuel, God with us. God who wants to be close to us, dwelling in our midst, to be one with us. Jesus wants us to know joy, the joy of God's love, the joy that God wants to be near and dear to us, no matter what. We don't make ourselves good in order for God to love us. God's love for us is what makes us good. For this day, born unto you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus is our Savior. He saves us from ourselves. He saves us from sin. He saves us from death. He is the bringer of eternal life, life itself. He is Christ and Lord. Born in an obscure corner of the world. Isn't that such a great contrast? Tiny little child, so fragile, so helpless, so needy. Born into our midst. God made man. God sharing in our humanity so that we may share in his divinity. Pope John Paul II said, Jesus is the human face of God and the divine face of the human race. Fear not. Behold, I bring tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For unto you this day a Savior is born in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.